We're live in Derby all morning. The attorney Tom Gana, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
This has been so fun. And joining me now is State Representative Kara Rochelle, who's been on the show many times before. And you are one of the only people who from the get-go has come in studio for your interview. So I knew what you looked like. And I'm very happy to have you as part of our diner tour. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, I was talking to Pete earlier this morning, the owner of the Valley Diner, and he said you come here all the time to meet with constituents. This is a frequent stop for you, Ms. Kara. Why is that?
So a couple of reasons. First, my physical office is in Hartford. So this is my second office, I call it. And there's a couple of reasons. One, I do a monthly community coffee event here in the back room of the diner every month for the public. Anyone can come, specifically because I think it's really important. This is public service and this is democracy in action. And I really want residents, no matter where you are on the political spectrum, to feel welcome and comfortable to have a conversation. And so I can answer questions and hear what you care about. And I specifically really work to foster understanding amongst people. And so I'll say to somebody at one of these meetings, I'll have people from completely opposite ends of the political spectrum, and I'll say, hey, so if you had to work together to find a solution to this problem, and you don't have the option, you cannot fail the public, you need to work together to figure out a solution that's going to work for everybody, how would you do that? And I foster those conversations, which is, I'm really passionate about that. So I do that. And then, like, for example, today I was here and I was meeting with Mancy Herman. She's the new executive director of the Valley Department of Health and Human Services. So I'm always meeting with stakeholders, constituents that need things. This is a convenient location for everybody. And so I'm here pretty often.
Yeah, I heard that you're a regular here, which I think is very cool. That works out very nicely. You know, as we're doing our diner tour here, I thought, well, I know Kara. Got her on my show many times. I talk about you in my news because you are, it does seem like you, first of all, how was the job fair a couple weeks back?
Goodness,
how'd that go?
It was so great. It was so great.
I meant to do a follow-up, so this works out great.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. Thanks for plugging the jobs fair.
So
the Valley Jobs Fair, for those that are listening and don't know about it, I do this every year, and it is to bring together about 60 employers for a huge variety of fields, as well as job training opportunities. We had organizations there like Dress for Success, and we really bring together, resume coaching, interview coaching. We really bring together everyone that someone could possibly need to find a meaningful job or career. And then we open it up to the entire region and we plug it everywhere for anyone that will listen. And we have a lot of success with it. I mean, honestly, you get people of all ages and backgrounds, and a lot of what I do, public service, whatever you want in life, they want to be safe, they want to have economic security, they want to be happy and have a little love and stability in their lives. And so if we can get them stable or have them make a career move, like that is part of what we do. And so it's a phenomenal event. It's always really good energy. And I always hear back from people afterwards. I've got employers that say they hire, 5, 7, 10 people out of these job fairs. And so it's really lovely to see us make a difference that way.
And I always have to ask you because I feel like, always have stuff going on in the pipeline, even when it's the summer season and kids are in school and we're sort of out of schedule, if you will. But what upcoming events are going on? What do you have, that you're working on behind the scenes that people can engage in, talk to you directly?
So there is the twice every month community coffee event. So it's always third Monday of the month at Copper City in Ansonia, and that's at 7 o'clock. And then the third Friday of the month at Valley Diner at 8 a.m. So 7 o'clock at night on the Mondays, 8 a.m. on the Friday. That's every month consistently. So you can always find me. You always know where I am. I am doing a business roundtable, and so we have a packet of resources that we always give out to businesses. I've had a packet that I update every year about every type of grant, opportunity for training, anything you could think of that a business might need in the community. We've got that information. And so I'm bringing together all those stakeholders, all those different agencies and nonprofits to be in one location. We're inviting the business community in so they can present to these folks on all of the resources available. And then we're going to open up to questions and we're going to have a span of time where they can really talk to each other and engage. We want to make sure that no matter what type of business and what type of situation they're in, they know exactly what's available to support them.
And when is that?
So we're working in, it's going to be mid to late August.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So coming up next month. So I will keep in check with you about that. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that I noticed or that you did a lot of was really doing a breakdown of what passed during the legislative session, because that can get so confusing and can kind of get lost in the sauce, if you will. And there's so much political noise at the national level that what you're talking about is really what's impacting the average resident here in the Valley on an everyday basis. So if people missed those events, is there a way to go back and listen to it or connect with you about that, ask questions about that?
Yeah. So I do, I call it my book report. I do a giant handout every year that really breaks it down by topic of all of the bills that impact people's lives. So the types of tax cuts we did, the types of expansions for nutrition for children or seniors or, you know, all these types of things are all laid out, you know, in my book report. I have that packet with me everywhere I go, and all the handouts that and all the events that I do. I have these community events that people can come and hear about it and ask questions. I'll email it out to anyone that asks for it. And additionally, you know, we just did a legislative panel, kind of legislative wrap up, and Majority Leader Jason Rojas came down to be out here and talk to the residents too, so they had direct access to leadership within the legislature as well. But I kind of keep going with it regularly and just kind of offer it around to anybody that wants the information. We've got the packet. Email it. Come to a meeting. We got it for you.
Yeah, your book report is very helpful. It a lot of that stuff ends up in my news on a pretty regular basis. So yes. I could tell you firsthand that it is very helpful for the journalists here. But if you are a resident and you're interested in what's going on, I would highly recommend getting on. What would you, like a subscriber? What is that?
I've got an email list. If you go to my legislative website, you can get on my email list. You know, we include in that thing the increases to education funding, the increases to town aid. We're at record highs, and that didn't happen by accident. You know, we've really pushed in the legislature to tweak formulas, to accelerate formulas, to make sure that we're packing in as much money as possible. So, for example, an accelerated $150 million extra into education funding this year. That didn't happen by accident. That was a big push and a big fight, and we got it done because the kids deserve it. Same thing with town aid. We've changed the formulas, and it has greatly been an advantage for Ansonia and Derby. So they have record funding. And then special things, right? So I also included in my packet special funding. So I got an extra $750,000 for Ansonia. They had disqualified themselves from a grant, and I said they actually need it, so I was able to get it anyway. So that's the type of work I do, right? You know, just making sure. Or, you know, this is kind of one of those like bright spots. I got $100K to fix up Gaddison Park on the north end of Ansonia, which really needed some love and hadn't gotten love in a long time. And so I brought that funding home, and I've been hosting meetings with the neighbors in that community to engage them in the process, right? Get the neighbors involved, and then really want to connect them to the city, right? The folks that are making the decisions about exactly, you know, if it's spent on swings or fixing up the concrete, those they should be really listening to the residents. And so we bring that together, you know, for them and kind of show them how to do that.
Well, State Rep Kara Rochelle, I always appreciate whenever I have you on the show and I can learn what's really going on in the Valley. And as I mentioned, for those of you who are not following her, she calls it a book report. I don't know. I call it like a easy 101 journalism. I don't know. But I love following your email list. And so certainly recommend checking that out. And I appreciate you stopping by and being part of the diner tour. This is awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It's I really love talking to you, and I really love just connecting with the public. I mean, this is what it's about. Right.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it's about. And I love that you could stop by and be part of this. It's awesome. I appreciate
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I guess I'll see you in the diner, right? She's got constituents just chilling out here talking to her. You know, they've got their thing going on. Very cool. Thank you so much, Kara. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And we are doing, again, our diner tour at stop number 6. It is our finale, actually. It's our last stop.